Well, here we are again in the holiday season. It's a festive time of the year that we really enjoy. It's a busy time of the year that keeps us buzzing and moving around and going from place to place and enjoying all of the different activities. And we just develop a spirit of goodness and kindness during the holiday season. And like I say, it can get kind of hectic for us at times. We put more on our schedule than we can really handle. But it is a great time of the year. I also like to watch the Christmas movies that come out each year. You know, we always look for that particular classic that we all like. And I've got six of them showing up here that I get probably one of these six is one of your favorite. Mine is White Christmas. I love the movie White Christmas because I love the music that goes along with it. You know, we enjoy this type of thing. You know, there are so many choices to choose from movies to classics to animated, you know, movies, and all of these we just really enjoy. Another favorite thing that we enjoy is the story of the Christmas Carol. I told my class this morning I'm going to preach this morning on Ebenezer Scrooge. And so this is a picture of Mr. Scrooge and the story of the Christmas Carol. This story has been done in so many different ways. Everything to George C. Scott, to Mickey Mouse, the Muppets, and other animation for this story. We all know this story well, that Ebenezer Scrooge was just a bitter old man. He does not enjoy Christmas. He does not enjoy the things that go along with Christmas, the festivities and the generosity and the family ties that is all a part of this particular season. He has made his money, which was his primary goal in life. Everything in his life hinges around money and what is his and what he can get and what he can take from others. And he's been very successful in these things. And in the process of building up this success, he has lost sight about things such as love, joy, peace. In this particular story, Ebenezer Scrooge is warned by the ghost of his former partner, Jacob Marley, who has passed away, who was his business partner. And Jacob Marley comes to him in chains. And he tells Scrooge that he is about to be visited by three particular spirits to look at his past, his present, and his future. Now, we know that these spirits don't really exist. This is a fictional story. But he goes through this experience, and as he goes through this experience, we notice a remarkable change that takes place in his life as he goes through this story. So what I want to do this morning for our lesson is I want us to go through the same experience that Ebenezer Scrooge went through in the story of the Christmas Carol. I want us to take a look at our past, our present, and our future. And I hope that we can see some things, and it may be that we find that we see similar things to what Ebenezer Scrooge saw in his story. First of all, let's look at the past. The past. Our past. It is a collection of good and bad. There are good things that have happened to us throughout our lives. Good circumstances have come our way. Things that we enjoy. Things that we appreciate in life. And by the same token, there are also bad things that have happened in our lives. Circumstances perhaps that go out of our control that we can do nothing about. Things that we have had to try to deal with. Things that we have tried to endure and didn't know how to endure. And it is these things, both the good and the bad, that have helped to shape us and to mold us into the people that we are today, whether that be for better or for worse. The past also contains good and bad in regards to things that we can control in our lives. Things like our own words, our own actions, our own decisions. And we can look back and we can think and see the good decisions that we have made in life and how well we have done because of these decisions that we have made. The helpful words that we have offered to other people, the good things that we have done. Things that if we were given an opportunity to do them again, we would do them again. But by the same token, there are also things within our control that we have done incorrectly. Things that have taken us down the wrong path, a difficult path. Things that we did not like the end when we got to the end of that road. Mistakes that we would definitely do differently again if we could do them again. Another interesting thing about the past always remains the past. It is something that we cannot change. As Scrooge went through this process in his story, he didn't have the best family environment, and that was brought out. Even though he had a great love for his sister who had passed earlier in life, he did develop friends, one in particular, his business partner, Jacob Marley. He even, in earlier times in life, fell in love. But yet he allowed his love for money to push everything else and everybody else aside because he was driven by that one thing. And this was basically the path that he chose to take. In our lives today, we ultimately choose the path that we are going to take, and we're going to travel down that path. And we need to be careful that we do not allow the material things of this life to distract us from things that are more important in life. You know, I use Jesus for example. Jesus was born in a manger. He was raised in the city of Nazareth, which was just a simple, poor town. He was a carpenter by trade. And all throughout his ministry, he had no place that he could call home. Jesus, the Son of God, served from birth to death as an example of humility. And his past that we read about in the Scriptures reflect that. The reason I'm telling you this is because we don't have to be destitute by worldly things. So many people choose worldly things. And we need to be careful not to pursue these worldly things to the point to where it will interfere with our spirituality. And if that has happened, if it's part of your past, it is set in stone. You know, Jesus wants to ask the question, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And the answer to that question, of course, is nothing. Absolutely nothing. When Ebenezer Scrooge looked at his path in the story of the Christmas Carol, he did not like what he saw. But he could not deny what he saw. The past is the past. Well, let's move on. Let's look at the present. When Mr. Scrooge looked at the present, he was shown that there was more in life than himself. That there are more things in life that are important in life other than just himself. He was given an opportunity to expand his perspective in looking at the consideration of other people. And in doing this, he is better able to recognize now that he's looking at it in this sense, the kindness of other people, such as his nephew, Fred. He is now able to recognize hard work and dedication of other people, such as his worker, Bob Cratchit. He is now able to recognize that there are needs in the world other than the needs of himself. And he has shown this through the life of Tiny Tim. You see, my friends, there are more than just me in the world. There are other people who have needs. We have people going hungry every day, and none of us go hungry. We have people who do not have a roof over their head, and we all have roofs over our head. We try to think of ourselves, oh, poor, pitiful me, and we, my friends, are rich because we can't see out of ourselves. We can't see beyond ourselves. And this is what he is being shown here. Sometimes, my friends, we need to take a moment to do the best that we can to view things outside of our own perspective. Look at things outside of the rut that we call home. Look outside of our narrow focus when we think of other people in life. How well we would do to recognize the kindness of others, the hard work of others, the needs of others. You know, this is the way it was with Jesus. Jesus was all about people. He was never about himself. And the interesting thing about that was there was no one greater than Jesus Christ. But yet he never looked at himself as great. He always looked to others. We only have a record of a few things that Jesus did for his fellow man. But you know, John told us in John chapter 20, beginning with verse 30, he said, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name." That we may understand, my friends, that He was here for others, not here for Himself. And it's also interesting to note that those that were involved with Him, those that He helped in life, the miracles, the encounters, were those who had been negatively affected by society. It was those who had been considered to be outcast, downtrodden, neglected, and scorned in life. These are the ones that he was concerned about. These are the ones that he wanted to help. He always had the other people on his mind. When he went to the cross, he didn't go to the cross for himself. He went there for you and me. He went there for every human that has ever drawn the breath of life. Because they are the ones that he has on his mind. It is so true that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He was thinking of everybody else and not himself. Scrooge went through his life present every day thinking of only himself. I do hope that we're not that way. Finally, let's look at the future. One of my favorite lines in the story is found in the future portion. Scrooge is standing in a cemetery alongside the spirit of the future, the ghost of the future. And he asked this question: are these the things that will be? Or are these things that might? We know that the past is set in stone. We cannot change our past. Now, there are things about our past that we can alter and correct. We can't change what's happened. The present unfolds before our eyes because we are living there. Many times we make present decisions based upon the past. My friends, we need to be making present decisions based upon the future, our future. Jesus tells us something in Matthew 24 and verse 44. This is why we need to be looking to the future as we deal with the present. Therefore, you also be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Like I say, we can't change the past. We can live differently in the present because of what might happen in the future. At the beginning of the movie, when the ghost of his partner shows up at his house, he asked Jacob Marley, he said, "Are you fettered?" In other words, are you bound by those chains that you carry? And Marley responded by saying, "I wear the chain that I have forged in life." He said, "I made it link by link and yard by yard. I have done this to myself. I girded it on me of my own free will. And of my own free will I wore it. I did this to myself." Brothers and sisters in Christ, when you stand before God in judgment, you will have done exactly what you meant to do when you stand there. If you're wearing chains that will condemn you to hell, you did it to yourself. No one did it to you. You're just like this man. You are fettered. You are fettered with the chains that you put around your neck, the chains of sin. So my friends, be careful. Because that's what sin does to us. We connect it to ourselves, link by link. We put ourselves under bondage, yard by yard. And we do it of our own free will. Just as Eve looked up into that tree with the forbidden fruit, Satan did not take that fruit off of that tree. She did it. Satan did not take that fruit and shove it down her throat. She did it. Of her own free will. Whatever sin you carry with you, my friends, today, you have put it there. The greatest thing about this part of the story is that as Christians, we can have the burden of those chains, those sins, removed. We can be freed from this chain through Jesus Christ. We can have the comfort of forgiveness for all of those mistakes that we have done in the past. It's not going to change the fact that we did them, because like I said, the past is past. But we can receive forgiveness for them. And we can live in the present as a child of God. Not thinking about only ourselves and what we can get and what we can have, and forget to think about those who are around us. We can live correctly. And yes, we can approach the future with a hope and an assurance because we are part of Jesus Christ. I ask you, my friend, have you forged change hanging around your neck because of sin that is in your life? This morning, if you're not a Christian, you can remove those chains, those sins. Through obedience to the gospel of Christ, you can leave here today unfettered and free. Christian friend, it may be that you're not where you need to be. You may look at yourself and you may see these fettered chains. You're bound in sin. Jesus Christ can set you free again if you will allow Him. If you will correct your life, the chains will fall and you will be free. You know, I guess there's a lot we can learn from Ebenezer Scrooge. We can learn how we and know how we have lived. We can know how we are living today. And we can also know how we will live in the future. Don't let your present destroy your future. This morning, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come as we stand and sing.